Pittsburgh pianist and composer Joe Sheehan formed the band Kinetic in 2013. They've just released their second album, and in this installment of Art from the Ground Up, 90.5 WESA's Bob Studebaker talks to the composer and some of the artists involved in a project that defies categorization.
This is not jazz, but in this music are the roots of jazz. For hundreds of years, enslaved people from West Africa brought their musical traditions with them to the New World, which ultimately formed the foundation of jazz. What we're hearing is the result of Joe Sheehan's search for inspiration.
I ventured off to Ghana, West Africa, to study traditional music in Africa.
Sheehan grew up in Leechburg, about 35 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, studying classical music early and discovering a love of jazz in high school, eventually earning a doctorate of music in composition. And he has a passion for the songs he learned in West Africa.
It was just such a different way of making music. I saw a connection which I wanted to investigate. I returned in 2013 and 2014. In both of those trips, I learned the songs that formed the basis of this record. In Ghana, typically songs are associated with particular traditional dances and social events and performances, but you can hear anyone singing a song on a bus ride to kill time or just to have fun together, but often the songs are really part of a communal music-making event.
He's been pursuing this endeavor from a very authentic, heartfelt, very intentional place.
Pittsburgh native Anquinig Wingfield is a classically trained vocalist who has been a member of Kinetic for 5 years. She's been involved in this project since it began and greatly appreciates the challenge of singing in other languages and dialects.
And I really respected his process in doing that, because oftentimes, you know, it can be in the realm of cultural appropriation and it can be offensive at times.
Sheehan says music is a tremendous tool for understanding different cultures.
It can break down walls. What I hope this project represents is sharing songs from a culture that maybe is not as well known for having songs. And so I hope it raises awareness of the depth and the richness of music within Ghana.
It's complex, combining a jazz band, classical musicians, and traditional folk music from another culture. In addition to Sheehan's band Kinetic, four artists from the all-female Kasia Ensemble contributed to the album. At a coffee shop in Millville, Katya John Paladian, a cellist from that group, offered her perspective.
We were all concerned a little bit, of course, because for me specifically, that was the first time collaborating with a jazz ensemble as a string quartet. The way Joe wrote the music around the Ghanaian songs worked perfectly for this combination. It was very interesting, unorthodox, and beautiful.
Wingfield agrees.
I thought it was perfect. I've always loved working with strings, and they're woven in and out. They're rhythmic, and I thought it was a wonderful addition to, you know, the guitar and the vocals, the percussion and everything that's happening with Kinetic.
The CD is titled Songs of Lake Volta, Ghanaian Traditional Music Reimagined, and it will be performed live this Wednesday night at Mr. Small's in Millville. With Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.